You are listening to an edited version of Get Radio's Business Brunch, which airs every Sunday at 11 a.m. on DAB Digital Radio across Oxfordshire and online at getradio.co.uk. For copyright reasons, we cannot play the songs mentioned in the show. But for more info and Business Brunch related content, head over to getradio.co.uk.
Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben Thompson, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. The friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Good morning, this is Get Radio and welcome to the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson, owner of Thompson & Terry Recruitment. For the last time this year, 50 shows in, I'm going to be sharing the stories, the expertise and knowledge of business leaders, large and small, with you, the listener. And this week is going to be no different. For the last time this year, on today's show, I'm joined by superstar DJ, radio glory, folklore, Rich Smith of The Breakfast Show. Rich joins me every few weeks or every few months and helps me reflect back on some of the previous best shows, which is going to be super, super fun. But if this is the last time we see you, thank you for your support this year, and we hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Get Radio. Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. If you are just tuning in, I'm joined by the wonderful radio DJ superstar, host of The Breakfast Show, Rich Smith. Welcome, Rich.
Thank you ever so much, Ben. I'd just like to say I really enjoy our little reflective shows. I know you mentioned at the top of the show that we do these every few months, that we kind of sit down and just kind of just go through the sort of backlog of the business brunch and kind of just see and dissect and chat about all these shows, because I think it's so important, because I know that when you're doing the shows, you're so in the moment. It's quite nice to kind of go back and go, actually, these are great points, and that was a really interesting bit. So I always enjoy when you invite me back. I always think that it's always going to be my last time, so I always enjoy it.
You always get another invite, my friend. You always get another invite. The first thing I'm keen to do is I'm just gonna put you on the spot a little bit. Of course, a lot of our listeners listen to all of the shows on Get Radio, and so they should. But some tune in for certain shows. For those who aren't familiar with what's happening in the rest of Get Radio, talk about what you're doing on The Breakfast Show and some of the other great shows they may be able to listen to.
Well, look, as always on The Breakfast Show, we kind of like to sort of mix a little bit of a tiny bit of entertainment, if you listen to the show. Have some fun, have some laughs, also but with local stories, local issues, local news, local travel, to keep basically Oxfordshire updated with what is going on of that morning. So there's, you know, we could do some funny stuff. We do a Get the Year, where we try and sort of work out what year some clues and some songs are from. We started this a few months ago. And it's gone hilariously badly wrong. It's been so bad. It's just been absolutely hilarious. And people have taken part. They've got the wrong years. They've got the wrong clues. And it's been brilliant. It's been absolutely amazing. We've got the usual bits and bobs. We always start our day with good news for Oxfordshire. So like we come out of the news and each and every morning we kind of go, right, what's your good news? What's everyone feeling happy and great about? And we take all the bits from the socials and the papers as well and kind of jumble it all together and go, hey, this is all good news, and we start our day in a nice positive way. So that's enough about me anyway. You can listen to the show 6 to 10 each and every weekday morning. Of course, we've got the wonderful Melting Pot as well, which is our local music show. We always kind of started out by going, okay, we want to be there for Oxfordshire, but do you know what? Oxfordshire is an absolute hotbed of incredible music and talent and brilliant people. And we've got two of them presenting the show, Rich and Deadly, who are doing amazing work, who are, I always forget. I met them through a beer last a month, and I forget how like sewn into the Oxfordshire music scene they are. It baffles me. They're just reeling off names of venues and places and everything like that. It is phenomenal. So if you've not checked that show out, please trust me on this one. 9 o'clock on Thursday nights, we hand it over to Melting Pot. Rich and Deadly take you through Oxfordshire, the back streets, the clubs, the dark bits, the brilliant music, and everything else in between. So look, I'm going to say definitely check that out if you haven't. There's all the good bits as well, like music and weekend breakfast, and of course your good self with the business brunch.
Amazing that. Amazing that. Right. Let's talk about business after a song. And we've got a radio DJ here, so you better have a song as well, haven't you? What's your song choice and why have you picked it?
Now, you always, you think you've caught me out here. You haven't, because I knew that this was coming after however many years of doing this. I knew it was coming. So we're just going to play one of my favorite 80s songs. It's Men Without Hats. It's the Safety Dance. It has the best lyrics in it ever, which is Everybody Look at Your Hands. So everyone look at your hands now, please.
Oxfordshire Station, Get Radio.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Hopefully, if you did listen to that last song, hopefully you weren't looking at your hands whilst driving, if you are driving at the moment. No. But health and safety always comes first. We haven't had a health and safety show for a while. Maybe we need to do that.
Yeah, make a note.
Good link there. So if you are just tuning in, I'm joined by radio superstar Rich of The Breakfast Show. And we're reflecting back on some of the great shows. And Rich, firstly, can you believe it? It was the 1st of June that we last had this reflective show. So quite a few months back.
Yeah.
And since then, we've had some really, really great content. So let's dive into some of those shows. So I think... a big thing that we're seeing in the economy at the moment is it can be a challenging economy. I think there's a lot of pressure on people. There's a lot of doom and gloom around. And I think we've had some great shows really about looking after people. So back in June, we had the wonderful Rebecca Lisi, who is a wonderful therapist and doing some great work on how to look after male business owners. We've had Jane from Better People around recruitment. We had Emma talking about people in STEM. Gemma to talk about how to get the most out of your people. And we've spoken about autism. And quite recently, we were joined by Tracy and Liam Proudlock of Proudlock Associates talking about truly inclusive design. So we go into some of those shows in a moment. But let's talk about people and looking after people, because I think it's something Get Radio is all about. What's your take on some of those shows, and what are you seeing in terms of people in the Oxfordshire business community at the moment?
Well, look, it's an interesting one. I think you can tackle this in maybe even three ways. First and foremost, Get Radio is a people business. Everything that comes out of the speakers, everything that we chuck into these microphones and what have you here, goes out to people. Literally, that's the whole MO of all this, and the gain is to have as many people listening to this as possible. So that I'm always really conscious about everything that happens with that. And what do I mean by that? It's vitally important that our customers, essentially what they are. I know you don't feel like customers, dear listener. I know that, but I'm just bear with me. It's a business show here, but our customers. I want to give them the best possible product that I can. And I do that by ways I can control, hopefully by doing an entertaining breakfast show that kind of mixes music, which is vitally important. And I cannot stress how many radio stations forget that they're radio stations as soon as you put a presenter there. And you go, oh, well, we've got a presenter. Oh, I'm going to do this and do this. And whoa, we're racking crazy. And it's like, well, actually, do you know what? People might just want to hear a song. And absolutely. Music is so vitally important with that. So in terms of that, we sort of look after music. I spend a lot of time making sure that we're kind of sounding right and being right and what have you in that market and catering for everyone. You know, we play the best of the last four decades. The 80s are important to me as the new Shaboozy song or whatever. So that's an important thing. We care about Oxfordshire, we always have done. That's again been a real standpoint for it. So everything that we kind of put into the microphone, we want it to be about Oxfordshire. Local news, local business stories on here and what have you, local music, as we touched on before with the melting pot. So we kind of go, look, we've got an amazing county here. We want to look after those types of people. So that's how we look after our people, our customers, and what have you. And that's vitally important. If your music's rubbish, your content's rubbish, what are you even doing a radio station
absolutely.
For? Absolutely pointless. So that's one side of things. The next side of things are wonderful advertisers. And they're people that we very much care about because they keep our doors open. They help us. And they buy into our dream of being an incredible radio station for Oxfordshire. And in, as you've mentioned, difficult economic climates and what have you, it's tough. And so when we get a new advertiser on, it is an amazing and an incredible thing. And we're so thankful for this. You know, we want the best for them. We want them to be happy. We want them to have beautiful returns. We want them to be proud to be on Oxfordshire's only commercial radio station in a landscape where radio is shrinking second by second by second. So they're all vitally important people, and we look after them. How do we do that? We look after them by giving them the best rates, by giving them overselling what we can do and kind of go, look, we can give you this, but we're going to give you this. We look after all of those people. That's vitally important. And then the last, and again, equally as important as the first two, are the people here. It's people like yourself who tirelessly work at producing a phenomenal business show each and every Sunday, a great podcast, chatting to new business people. And I've said to you more recently, but it's kind of coming back to me now. We've chatted on Thursdays when we preview the show. And I'm always there going, that's amazing that you've never done this show before. Yeah, you've been doing it for years and you've never done the show before. We've never crossed that bridge and you've tackled it and you've learned, I know, and produced an amazing show. That's great. And that's important that you're still got that fire and drive and belly and people still go, hey, it's Ben Thompson from the Business Brunch. I know you. That's really important. We've got Zara, who is maybe a little bit more behind the scenes, but equally as important as a me or you who are on the radio. She does the amazing Get Locals. She also does the amazing social media to get more people to like and love us. And just all of this kind of stuff. So look, there's so many different facets in Get Radio that people are so vitally important. Having all of that knowledge and expertise that kind of come with it in an ever-changing landscape is so vitally important. And it's kind of being there for your customers, as it were. It's being there for the people that are kind of believing your ideas, and it's believing for the people that are making this whole dream possible, from the people that do a breakfast show, the people do the social media, and the people that go and do the sales meeting. All vitally important. And if you've got enough knowledge to kind of make those people, every single person, be the best that they can be, you might just have a half decent radio station, maybe.
maybe. No, good stuff. So let's build on a couple of those pieces. I think one of the shows that I teased as part of that kind of people focus was when we were joined by Gemma Kubit of Avenue Coaching, and we were talking about how to get the most out of your people. And I remember previewing this show with you, and I think we've had a lot of shows around unique adjustments, and recently, you know, when we're talking about inclusive design, we've spoken about autism. You know, there's been a great show where we were talking about with Melanie and Nikki, talking about how not to burn out. But I think it's all tied quite nicely in terms of how to get the most out of your people. What was your take on that show, and what's your take on this topic?
Getting the most out of your people. I just want to pull back, if I may, just quickly, just on the show about autism, which was phenomenal. We actually had just out of just us chatting on the radio, which we do every Thursday, and kind of previewing the show and what have you. We had so many people just apropos of nothing, just getting in touch and going, brilliant, that great. Just it's a topic that first time we've done it. It's the topic that was really important to a lot of people who were listening. And as we well know, autism affects a lot of people out there. And to address it, to talk about it, and to kind of go, hey, this is a thing, a business, how you can help with it. I think people really genuinely were really glad and really happy that we did that show. So sure, I just wanted to sort of mention that just as a little flag point to say, as the business brunch continues and grows and what have you, that there will be more and more shows like that where you're like, oh, that's amazing, that's incredible. So I wanted to sort of flag that up as a real, real special one. In terms of people, in terms of burning out, a lot of it resonated very true with me, and in fact, Margot was chatting to her brother over in Mauritius. So it's not just over here. Chatting to her brother in Mauritius, who he's running a company over there, doing sort of secret holidays and what have you, just sort of making sure that that hotels are up to scratch and all this kind of stuff. Mm. And he turned around and went, I'm absolutely knackered. He's got two kids. He says, I've had three full days off. And we were chatting to him, and I was like, yeah, I've had three full days off this year where I didn't do a 1 second of work, yeah. Three full days. And you get to that point. You do get to that point where even though, you know, I love my job, as you well know, and people will sit there. Even if you're doing something that you absolutely adore and love and it's an amazing thing, your body goes, hang on a minute. We just need to switch off. We just need to rest. We just need to reset. We just need to, all of those things. And you get that even on a daily basis where your body goes, you're knackered. You need to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You're thirsty. Get a drink of water, for crying out loud. You're hungry. Stop working. Go and get, it's those daft things that when you're in the moment and you're doing stuff, we've all been there, and I know you're the same. You just sat there and you're like, I haven't had time for lunch. I've been in back-to-back meetings from 8 to 8. I haven't had time for lunch. I've had one coffee today. And you go, that's ridiculous. It's life. It's your life. Your life. Mm. You have to live your best life. And you're living your best life is doing things to keep you alive, like eating, like sleeping, like having a drink. Those things are so vitally important. That even doing those stupid things, exercising, my little passion that I've had for the last sort of year and 18 months or what have you, has been running. And I've got to that point where it used to be the case where I used to have a nap. Mm. And instead of having a nap, I'll go, right, I'm going to go for a run. Because it does exactly the same thing. Those endorphins, and I found my way of going, right, I'm just 20 minutes. I'm not, I'm not running marathons, not like Trev. It's that's my way of kind of building my energy up and kind of going, right, I can go again, I can do a bit more, okay, I've got a few more bits and bobs I need to do, I can do them. So look, all really, really vitally important, and I know this resonates true with you as well, mate.
Amazing. No, really, really good. Let's have a song and we'll continue the conversation after this.
Introducing you to local trusted experts. This is the Business Brunch. Sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network, the friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people. Sign up to our mailing list at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Git Radio. If you are just tuning in, we're reflecting back on some of the best shows since June. Every few months, Rich and I put up with each other. I have a great time. Have a great time spending time with Rich. And we reflect back on some of the best moments of Get Radio over some of the past shows. Let's talk about some marketing. I think that would be a good thing to do. I think we've spoken a little bit about the economy, and I think, a lot of businesses need more work. So we've had some really good, interesting marketing shows. We've had the likes of Greg Box Turnbull talking about PR, his own story, career changes. Running a wonderful, wonderful organization there. We had Lisa Benson, Duncan, and James talking about marketing for small businesses. And we've touched on technology as well. And then we've had Darren talking about impactful storytelling, and Will over at Open Box Films also talking about storytelling and how Snapchat and National Geographic, some of the work they've done there. So some really, really interesting marketing shows. I think with the use of AI, and I'm going to come on to technology as a spoiler in a moment, advertising has changed. Advertising has really, really changed. And some businesses, when times are tough, will stop advertising and will cut the cloth accordingly. Some will start to tell stories and really focus on that storytelling and building their connections for when times do get better to be busier. Some will focus on the more we can grow, the more we can market, whilst our competitors are putting their heads down, we are going to put our head above the parapet and we're going to go for it. advertising is an area you know a fair bit about, Rich. What's your take on this area, and what's your take on some of those shows?
Well, I mean, look, it's always a hot topic, and I always sort of quite sort of enjoy sort of talking about it, and also getting it from my wife as well, who's wonderful at marketing and does an amazing job for her company as well. Look, in terms of the way things are going, I mean, the big thing at the minute is AI, and I've got to admit, I'm not there. Me myself, I am not there. The company is, because I've got young people like Zara who go, yeah, this is how we do it now. And I'm like, okay. And that's taking a short amount. Yeah, it's halving the time. I see it. It is everywhere. It's a hot topic and it is vitally important. Me, myself, personally, in my day-to-day what I do, it's not affecting me too much. But I see from over the fence, I see how vitally important it is. And I would, almost implore everyone, and this is probably a marker point to myself as well, to just touch on that, just to get into it just a little bit, because it's not going away. It's only going to get bigger. And a lot of people, as soon as you mention AI, you go, well, it'll take my job and it will take this and it will take that. It's the future, and it won't take things, but you need to catch up with it so that you can control it and manipulate it into the ways that you want it. I don't think anyone would begrudge if they went, okay, right, I want you to do 20 Facebook posts. This is a terrible example, but bear with me. I want you to do 20 Facebook posts in the next 2 hours. And you go, crikey, that might be a struggle, actually. I might, you know, come out. And then you go, right, we can give you AI. And you can go, right, do me 20 of these things, make them different. And suddenly it's done in 10 minutes. It's not taking your job, it's making you more efficient. It's meaning that you're still there facilitating it, but you're ahead of the curve, like someone like me, who would take a day to do that, if probably longer, versus doing something very quickly and very easy. And that's just you know, writing things for Facebook. It can do far better and more incredible stuff that I haven't even got a clue about. So look, in terms of technology, I feel that there's been a massive jump in technology in the last couple of years. And I feel that every business needs to be caught up or at least catch up with this. And you've had examples of this with you, haven't you, in your business and what have you, that you've adopted sort of strategies and what have you around this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we give good old James Craddock at Get Support IT Services and Get Radio a plug here, because he was one of those early adopters. And I think within our own organization, as regular listeners will know, we always sell ourselves on our thoroughness, our success rate from the first CV, our candidate experience. And I think what we were very nervous about early when we were adopting technology is, we did not want to take away the human element. That's what sells us. We didn't want to damage that experience of working with Thompson and Terry. Yeah. And we were somewhat abrasive to it. And actually, over a period of time, we really recognised that we could keep that, but actually we could improve that as a result of technology. So one really good example is, our recruitment process is we will interview every candidate on Teams. And in the olden days, we would have two of us sat there. One person would be interviewing, normally myself or Aoife. And then somebody in the team would be sat there writing notes in the background. Of course, in order to get 86.4% of the first CV getting the job, we're interviewing more than one person. So firstly, that's two of us sat there for an unsuccessful interview, point one. If we look at that human element, there is also the second part where for a candidate, an interview, even with us, as much as we try for it not to be, can be scary, and it's much easier to talk to one person than not two. So what we decided to do is we record, we use AI to transcribe, and then we add that human element, and one person is on that interview. So we worked out over a week, we instantly saved, as a business, 15 hours as a minimum. 25 is the maximum so far. So 15 to 25 of hours of human time,
wow,
instantly, Whilst actually, for those candidates who can be nervous, meeting one person is less daunting. So just really, really simple way of using technology to have that real added benefit. And yeah, I'd certainly encourage businesses listening, and I think this goes across the whole of the Business Brunch, be open. I think it's so important. And I think this is one of the things we've learned through 250 shows of the Business Brunch is be open. You don't necessarily need to agree, but I think it's so easy to go into business relationships with preconceived ideas. It's so easy to say, oh, well, we did that last year, let's do that again this year. But actually, be open to change. It doesn't necessarily mean you need to do it, but be open is my big advice there. Rich, it's time for another song, and you sometimes try to make me feel uncomfortable on the breakfast show and put me on the spot, so I'm going to do the same. You can pick a song for the radio. There we go. You didn't know about that.
I don't know whether we are friends, right? I just like to point this out to everyone that we are actually friends beyond this. It just doesn't seem it every time we come on the radio and chat to each other. I knew this would happen, and I recently went to the Radiohead exposition that's at the Ashmolean, and was kind of blown away and kind of reignited my kind of love of Radiohead and Thom Yorke. So I'm just going to play a Thom Yorke tune for you right now for us to enjoy, because I think it will fit nicely on a Sunday.
The Business Brunch Podcast with Ben Thompson, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch on Get Radio. Rich is right, we are friends. And just imagine what I do to my enemies, Rich. but in all seriousness, for those who listen to our preview of the Business Brunch, normally on a Thursday morning, we like to talk about football. We like to talk about business. And we also like to stitch me up. And sometimes I like to stitch Rich up as well, which is all good. Let's continue the conversation around previous episodes of the Business Brunch. And I think we've spoken a lot about people. We've spoken a lot about technology and marketing. And I think what would be really good to do now is to really talk about the depth of businesses here in Oxfordshire. And because I think that we spoke a little bit about learning there. And I think that one of the things that amazes you and I is 250 shows in, we're still coming up with new topics, new ideas. And I think one of the real benefits of having so much depth of business is that we can learn a huge amount. We spoke about James earlier, so we can learn a huge amount from James about IT. When we've had Susie of 180, do you know what? They, when Susie was on, you know, they've won lots and lots of awards. They've done some amazing work. And she was saying, do you know what? We learn so much from going to networking events. We've had, you know, Caroline on, a fourth born, talking about expanding out of Oxfordshire, and so many different shows. And I think this would be the time to really go full circle, because I think one of the shows that really stood out to me, and it was arranged by Howard Feather at Oxford Brookes University. We had Vanessa of BioBright, who are a technology business who are using algae in harbours to purify our waters. Gift from a marketing agency, and Matthew from Team Shakura Engineering, who do some great work about getting people into motorsport. They're three students who've set up their business and doing three completely different things and taking communities around. And I think we can all learn so much more, can't we, Rich? So what's your take in terms of this learning piece in business? Because I think if we look at your own story, it's a very big move from you going from quite a big, well-known radio station to setting up Get Radio and probably not having a previous business element to your career and now learning so much about it. What's been your take on some of these shows and what can we learn from all these different sectors?
Well, I'm gonna quote you, which is gonna surprise you, I know, but in business you never stop learning. I don't think you can't. It is impossible. There's going to be people who are fabulous and wonderful. They're the top of their tree, incredible, making tons of money and all this kind of stuff. there will be someone, and there will be someone who is coming through the ranks at Oxford Brookes University, like we spoke to. There'll be people who are setting up radio stations that are maybe trying to do things a little differently and change the kind of narrative of what's happening in radio, those types of things. There will always be those people, and you will always learn from them. You probably saw that I was actually scrambling through my notes for the Good News for Oxfordshire. I mentioned that a bit earlier on, that's one of the features on the breakfast show. We do with good news stories around. And one of the good news stories, literally from the last couple of weeks, was that Oxford has been named as a UK powerhouse city.
Now,
wow. Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, it was kind of, it's in the mix with your Londons and your Manchesters, you know, the media city up in Manchester. I mean, London, crikey almighty, that's, you know, one of the big powerhouses of the world, let alone in the UK. And listening to the Business Brunch and reading that, I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised. The companies that are based in the county, I mean, it is mind blowing. I'm trying to sort of scout sort of down the county and kind of go through different things, like going, okay, you've got the F1 down in Grove. Forgive me, I'm not big on my F1 at all, so I wouldn't even like to guess.
Williams, there we go.
Williams down, thank you. You've got another one. There's another one. Is it Alpini? I thought that was
something like that.
A chocolate.
Anyway. I tried to look good for a moment. You caught me out, Rich.
Yes, I did. But the point is, there's that facet. There's the AstraZeneca-led companies that are all down at the Milton Business Park. You've got universities, you've got people spilling out of these phenomenal universities, and I do include Brookes in that. I went there myself, but don't let that put you off. And then it filters back to your own personal experience, and you're absolutely right that I went through my university experience. I just went, oh, I discovered radio at the end of it. Oh, I got a radio show at the end of it. Oh, I actually really like this. Oh, this is what I want to do in my life. I want to get really good at this. Okay, I want to learn. And you go into that with wide eyes, with ears kind of cupped and going, right, absorb. I wasn't that person that did that in terms of a lecture at Brookes. I was far more interested in what tunes I was going to be playing DJing that night. I was far more interested in where we're going to go drinking, or I was far more interested in you know, what time the bus leaves for hockey and all this kind of stuff. That's where my mind was when I was supposed to be doing all that. However, radio, it's more of that kind of a big sponge that you're trying to absorb things in, and that's the reason it happened. I was unemployed. I literally had a job through the pandemic, and then I lost my job during the pandemic, like a ton of other people.
Absolutely.
And we sat there, James and myself, and we just went, okay, right, I think we can do this, but we will have to do things differently. But we still want to stick to our MO, which is to being a local radio station for Oxfordshire, to being something that is really good, but also something sorry to say, that doesn't hemorrhage money and cause and causes them to disappear. You know, we want to do things the right way. We want to, you know, this is the reason you have to work hard. And I, you know, it's the reason we don't have 20 million presenters or, you know, 20 million salespeople, because it's tough. We recognize it's tough. And we also want to kind of balance that delivering a brilliant product with not being here come Monday morning. You know, it is that finite thing. And we saw and we learned. We went, actually, the biggest killer in radio is that you think you need someone to do everything. I was chatting to a guy that was playing football with us, funny enough. I know you mentioned football earlier. And he was a new player. And he came in and we were just chatting just between games. And he said, Rich, what do you do? And I said, oh, well, me and my business partner James, we run a radio station here in Oxfordshire, Get Radio. It's on DAB. And, oh yeah, I think I've got control of that. Yeah, well, that's what I do. Da 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 da. And he goes, oh, how do you manage that? And I said, well, it's quite weird. You know, you've got to have a me. And I literally said, you've got to have a me, who kind of goes, yeah, I don't mind scheduling adverts. I don't mind doing the music. I don't mind making the fireworks promos. I don't mind going to sales meetings. I don't mind doing a breakfast show. I mind a little bit doing weekend breakfast with Trevor. You can't have it all. but you have to have that person. You have to have that person. This station does not exist without, and I'm blowing my own trumpet here, but it can't. It literally can't. If you split my wage into doing everyone's job, there is no Get Radio. It is impossible to do it. So look, we've had to learn, adapt, and kind of mirror our surroundings. You know, I'll tell you now, we're not here in a fancy studio at the top of a skyscraper in Oxford and you know, doing all this. But the landscape has changed. It's different. Mm. We have to do things differently. We have to learn. And if you don't learn, as we touched on with the AI thing, you'll get left behind and you won't be here.
Mm, absolutely. I think you've made some really great points there to unpack, Rich. I think the first one, and I'm going to sound a little bit clinical with it, I think is only 5% of businesses get to 10 years. And the single biggest reason that businesses go bankrupt is cash. It's so much easier to spend money than make money. And I'm by no means suggesting to those listening now that you should not invest in your business, because you absolutely can invest. But I think the look after those pennies and the pounds will look after themselves. I've had some really, really great shows where we've spoken to organizations who have been charities and have been businesses, and some, even in the time of Get Radio, and we've tried to have some really great organizations on, you know, some don't exist anymore. And of course you can have bad luck in business. You can, but I think that society sometimes teaches us that we must almost live Instagram, even in the business world. You know, we must have the fanciest company cars. We must have, as you've touched on, the biggest office, and we must be increasing our headcount. And coming from the recruiter here, you shouldn't. Absolutely, if there is that opportunity to grow and to develop and it's in your business plan, then do it. So using you know, radio is a really good example. You've got a salesperson. That salesperson is getting absolutely inundated with people wanting to buy radio advertising and does not have the time to go and see more people. You're a really profitable radio station. Of course, go and hire another salesperson. But I think sometimes it's really, really easy for radio stations of a similar size to Get Radio to have 20 staff, 20 salaries. And I think that whilst, you know, no organization does it with this way, but I certainly wouldn't hope so. I think actually, as an employer, you've got the responsibility of those people's lives, of their families, of their costs. And the impact of a business closing isn't just the impact to you as the owner, it's the impact to the community around you. So I think my advice is, by no means am I trying to be the Grinch and don't invest, but actually I think that my advice is, if you are a business listening, really think about every decision you make in business. What is that doing to make the boat go faster? How is that getting us to our business goals and our aspirations? And your business goals may not be financial. It could be that you really want to make a difference in your local community, or you really want to do this charity stuff, which is great. That costs money, and there may not be a direct return financially, but that's fine. But do not buy lots of things because you feel society should teach you in that way. So that's enough of me being the Grinch. And now let's go on to, we spoke about Oxford. We spoke about Oxford being a powerhouse. And I think that Oxford is very, very well known for STEM and for the world of biotech and technology. And one of the shows that I want to go back to is back in August. We had Michelle of Assembly. We had Jane of Face to Face HR and Sue of Pretty Marketing and the Oxford STEM Network. And I think we've been trying to really go into that sector and really look at, I think you touched on AstraZeneca earlier. There are so many organizations that are so innovative, so interesting, so fascinating, and so technology and science and intelligence focused that your traditional professional services and creative services can learn so much more from. What's your take on the strength externally of some of these wonderful organizations? And in fact, I've forgot one wonderful show. We've got three great guests from the Creo Incubator, when we're going to be talking about innovation and giving STEM businesses the foundations to grow, which was just a couple of weeks ago. So I've got to give them a plug at the same time.
Well, I mean, as you well know, this is not my area, if we're pretty brutally honest. But to actually to address that point, that's almost the point in itself,
isn't it? Just
that we kind of, you know, we go through our lanes, and you know, you yourself who've done the business brunch for a long, long time now, and who have spoken to many facets and many different areas of business, just scraping the surface about. New business, and I'm trying to sort of veer it away from the specifically what you asked me, because I don't know a tremendous about that sector in terms of what's going on. I know it's an absolute hub. I was down at Vertex DJing at one of their parties only a few months ago, so that's pretty much my link to all of that sort of thing. What I can tell you is they must be doing blooming well, because the offices are stunning and the party that they put on was fairly fantastic. I'm joking aside, there are, you know, you forget, and this is why the longevity of the business brunch is so vitally important. You forget how many incredible industries, and we'll include the STEM stuff in there and all the biotech and what have you, that is in there as well. But everything that we've mentioned over the last sort of 40 minutes or so is vitally important. I kind of boil it down a little bit to go, actually, those charities that we've spoken to are vitally important. The biotech is vitally important. Mm-hmm. You know, the subjects that we deal with are all so, so important, that giving everyone a platform to learn more about it on this show, just for, you know, an hour every week, just to go, oh, here's a new thing. It's great and fascinating. And it goes all the way back to what we mentioned earlier about you never stop learning. And even though I don't know a lot about the kind of STEMs companies and a lot about the biotech that goes on in the county, you can sit there and go, I'm still blumming proud that it's here, that people choose here. And I'll go back to that quote as well, you know, from the good news for Oxfordshire. Oxford being a UK powerhouse city, I'll extend that to Oxfordshire being an absolute powerhouse. And we're so blumming lucky to be part of it, in it. And you know, we touched on a lot to do with networking. Sorry, touched on a lot about networking, and that's where people of all these different ilks come together. They share their ideas. They put it into a melting pot to bring it back to the boys' show, and that's why it works here, because we're not massive, we're not tiny, we've got loads of things in our armory, we've got loads of incredible business people here, we've got loads of wonderful things, you know, you name it, whatever your business is in, it's an incredible place to be. So look, on that, I've kind of dodged the question a little bit because it scared me, but it's just kind of, I want to bring it back to kind of every business that is here listening to this now. You're all vitally important. We all want you to succeed. We all want to help. If it means coming on the business brunch and having a real spotlight on what you do, then so be it. If it means coming on a breakfast show, great and wonderful. Or if it means you wanting to advertise with us, it's all about kind of bringing that Oxfordshire love together. In our case, beaming it through the radio.
Well, that is the end of the show. So thanks, Rich, for joining me. It's been great reflecting back. And thank you to you at home and in your offices and in your cars for listening to the 50 shows this year. And thank you to all of our wonderful guests. We are going to be back next year. So we're going to take a couple of weeks break for Christmas. And we're going to be back on Sunday, the 11th of January. And that's a little bit special. It's actually our 5-year show. So, similar to this show, we're going to be reflecting back on some of the best bits. We're going to be playing new clips.
intros, top tips from some of the great shows over the last 5 years, particularly some of those recent ones. So be sure to tune into those. Finally, just a reminder, other than the 2 weeks over Christmas, you can listen to this radio show on the radio or online at 11 a.m. You can listen to the podcast version, which is released on all the major podcast platforms, and it's released on the Monday morning. And do look out for the video format, which is released on the Get Radio Facebook page and their website every Tuesday. But for now, have a wonderful festive period. Enjoy, and we'll see you in January.